Are you a boy or a girl? I used to think that you got born and then you turned into a girl or a boy. But now I know that if you're a boy, you were born a girl. And if you're a girl, you were born a boy. You're just the way you're supposed to be. Baby girls grow up to be big girls and then men. Baby boys grow up to be big boys and then women. You're just the way you're supposed to be. You're just the way you're supposed to be. You're just the way you're supposed to be. You're just the way you're supposed to be.
Hey, freaks! It's Monday, November 17th, 2014. Coming up on the program today, Glenn Miller is back and he has no regrets. YOLO. Plus, the music of Dick Pounding Pussy, Charles Manson has found true love, and things are gonna get a little racial. It's all coming up today on Distorted View Daily. What do you want? When do you want it?
Now. Ain't nothing like a good night.
You were breastfeeding a rabbit?
Shut up and give me your cock, you stupid idiot.
That's right, I'm talking about a baby fingering my asshole. Welcome to Distorted View Daily. Hey, freaks, to mention with you, back to start a new week of programs. This right here is Distorted View Daily. Got a great one for you. We kick things off talking about Glenn Miller. Glenn Miller is my old friend. He got into some trouble. I'm going to stick by his side, though, because that's what true friends do. For those of you who don't remember the name Glenn Miller, Glenn shot up a Jewish center recently, and now he's behind bars. He was also a grand dragon of the KKK, and he was a write-in candidate for Congress.
Hey, white man, I hate seeing white women with African coons. We see them and their half-breed, kinky-headed offspring everywhere. They ought to be arrested for eye pollution and deported to Africa for treason. Let's make it happen.
Wow. Well, in that 10-second clip, you get a good overview of his platform. Not surprisingly, Glenn didn't make it to Congress. But because of his campaign, we became friends here on the show. We had Glenn on, what, maybe three times? And it was always my goal to try to make him sound less racist by me being way more racist than him. So he loved me. Then he went and shot up the Jewish center. Funny thing about that is he missed all the Jews. Everyone he shot and killed were, like, white people. Now, you'd think if your goal was to take down as many Jews as possible... And I'm not saying that wasn't a noble goal, but your goal is to pretty much mow down as many Jews as possible in a hellish spray of gunfire, but you hit zero Jews. Instead, you just kill white people. I would consider that to be a huge failure. Not Glenn Miller. It was a huge success, according to him. Quote, because of what I did, Jews feel less secure. Not really. You're behind bars. The Jews don't have to worry about you, and even if you were still Roman free, you don't even know what a goddamn Jew looks like. You couldn't kill a Jew at a Jew center. Now, when news of this broke, that Glenn Miller went crazier than he already was, and actually acted out and tried to kill Jews, I was a bit concerned that maybe something I said to him in my interviews, because, you know, I was trying to out-racist him, I thought maybe something I said kind of stuck with him. And I would feel awful about that. The Jews and I have a complicated relationship. I'm always saying stuff like, I'll get you, Jews. You better watch your back, Jews. I hate those shifty, beady-eyed, hook-nosed Jews. Stuff like that. I've been known to say stuff like that. But I would never go to a Jewish center and actually shoot people. I'd go to a New York City deli just to make sure there were Jews around. There's no way you could miss in that scenario. Glenn Miller just was a little confused. No, of course, look, Glenn Miller is an awful person. But it thankfully had nothing to do with me. He was diagnosed with emphysema after an emergency room visit. He thought he was dying, and he's like, I gotta make my mark. I gotta make my move now against these Jews. So he wanted to make, quote, damn sure I killed some Jews or attacked the Jews before I died. It's like the last thing on his bucket list. He seems totally happy with himself and everything he's done. He says, quote, I have never felt such exhilaration. he said of the attacks. Finally, I'd done something. If we would have just elected him to Congress, maybe that would have been enough. You know, he could try to introduce some anti-Jew legislation. There's no way it would pass. And then maybe Glenn Miller would die of emphysema or whatever before he could actually shoot anyone up. We should have just elected him.
Another 100 million foreign mongrels are on the way. But you don't care, do you, Whitey? All you care about is satisfying your belly, pocketbook, and genitals and watching the coons play ball on television. The future of white children will be a nightmare, and you don't care. Your own women and children ought to spit on you every day.
So I respectfully ask for your vote. I'm Glenn Miller. I love his fucking advertisements. All right, there's a little Glenn Miller update for you. Moving on now. I don't want you guys to think I'm racist here, but I have got so many black clips for you today. I was trying to struggle and find some white clips that I could pepper throughout the show, so it wouldn't seem like I was picking on black people, but I guess I kind of am today, just because that's what I found. So we got three crazy black people in a new segment I call...
I ain't no pussy nigga, man. I swear to God, it'd be nothing like this pussy nigga.
Pussy nigga shit! I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I just look for the first sort of like black song I could use for this segment. I don't know what pussy niggers are, if that's a good thing. It doesn't sound like a good thing. But we're going to go with pussy nigga shit for this segment.
Nigga, man. I swear to God, it'd be nothing like this pussy nigga.
I just want to hear this song. Do you guys know the song Pussy Nigga? Or have I discovered this guy? The artist's name is Whoop. Gratic? Gratic Whoop?
Shit, no pussy shit.
From his album Whoop Whoop Nation.
I'm gone. I would never sleep on a pussy nigga.
A pussy.
I would never eat with a pussy nigga.
A pussy.
I wouldn't do no dirt with a pussy nigga.
Like, this guy has some self-fucking respect. Like, look, I will never eat with a pussy nigger. I'm never gonna hang out with a pussy nigger.
Cause baby, I'm a fucking pussy nigga killer.
He's a pussy nigga killer.
I would never sleep on a pussy nigga.
A pussy.
I would never eat with a pussy nigga.
A pussy.
I wouldn't do no dirt with a pussy nigga.
No pussy nigga.
Cause baby, I'm a fucking pussy nigga killer. My dog lost his life to a pussy nigga.
Fuck.
Pussy nigga killed this man's dog. You can't expect him to befriend pussy niggas now.
Pussy nigga kill a real nigga.
Damn.
I guess that in my city ain't nobody pussy.
No.
Cause all the pussy niggas seen a pack of pistols. And all the pussy niggas scream they by the issue. Woop rule number one, hang with real niggas. I've never been a talker that shit played out.
This is good stuff for me. I'm writing this down. Good things to know. Always hang with real niggas. Avoid pussy niggas. All right. I've got two city bus freakouts. The first one comes from Arizona. We can compare. I think we got one from Chicago, of course. There's a Chicago freakout happening. And one at the same time happening in Arizona. Tucson, Arizona. Thousands of miles away. Two freakouts at the same time. Coincidence? It's an update to the Time Life series Mysteries of the Unknown. Let's first check in with Arizona, see how that freakout's going.
Now, nigga, I'm just sitting on a bus, nigga, and if you don't like it, you can burn in hell, you black bitch!
Could you imagine if that was Rosa Parks speaking when she had to give up her seat? If I remember the story correctly, she was coming home from work and was tired. I could see her being a little cranky about having to give up her seat. I'm just sitting here on the goddamn bus, nigga, minding my own fucking business.
Yeah. Now, nigga, I'm just sitting on a bus, nigga, and if you don't like it, you can burn in hell, you black bitch. Burn in hell, you black bitch, you nigger. That's what I'm, what nigger Obama is.
Oh, wait a second. I've totally misread this scene. Guys, I apologize, but now we have a competition here. This is not a black person talking. Because, you know, black people call each other niggas all the time. I just assumed. And you should never assume. But the problem here is that the camera is at a weird angle, and I didn't see the woman actually screaming. But upon further inspection, I can tell she's an old racist white woman. And now that we've got another freak out happening on the bus from a black person, I think it's time for a little game called Black and White.
People, they come in black and white, creamy light skin or dark as night. Who do you love? Who do you hate? Let's find out right now. No need to wait.
It's Black and White.
If you are new to Distorted View Daily, you may have never heard Black and White. Let me explain to you what this bit is about. Basically, I take two clips. One of an insane white person and one of a crazy black person. I play both of these clips for you. Then we run them through some sophisticated hardware and software called the Blackulator Caucasiatron. It instantly runs some analytics and will let us know, once and for all, which race is more recalculous. Black people are always saying white people be crazy, and white people are always saying black people are crazy. This is a fun way to put that debate to rest. So, here we go. I'm going to restart the clip now that I know what the hell's going on here. I really should have read the description. So here is a racist lady in Tucson, Arizona. That should have been my first clue. Tucson, Arizona. There's no black people in Arizona.
Now, nigger, I'm just sitting on a bus there, and if you don't like it, you can burn in hell, you black bitch! Burn in hell, you black bitch, you nigger!
Yeah, that definitely sounds like a racist. Burn in hell, you black nigger.
That's what honor for nigger Obama is! President Obama's nothing but a fucking president! Puppet Obama!
I'm not sure what point she's trying to make about Obama, but I can tell by the sound of her voice she don't like him.
His legacy was a fucking cell phone, bitch! Cause when the other niggas were back here loud talking, your black ass didn't say shit! Don't press the fucking button, nigger!
Sounds like her beef is with the bus driver, who I guess is black.
Drive the bus, nigger! It's all on tape! It's all on camera right here, bitch! You're gonna lose your job!
Yeah, he's gonna lose his job.
You made me lose your job, nigger. You see these cameras, nigger? Every fucking thing that happens on this bus is on camera. You know, good, do, bit, piece of nigger shit.
Oh, so many good little sound bites. Apparently, this woman doesn't understand that when there are video cameras, some of them can also record sound. That's a real problem for her. Yeah, like all of a sudden you call the shots. Some random fat white chick.
We're a fucking piece of shit, niggers! I was talking about the white man didn't let me get a job! The white man didn't let me do it, nigger! Now you fucking burn in hell, nigger!
Alright. And she's off the bus. It's gonna be hard to beat her, but we do have a contender! Hailing from the Windy City, a black crackhead!
Y'all ready for this? I suck a little dick.
All right, crackhead, take it away.
That's why her face messed up.
You know what? You better call the police.
Fuck the police. Fuck the police. This bitch, I'm hell-sick. I got a full motherfucking t-shirt that I've been wearing for the rest of my motherfucking life. No, I don't want your motherfucking help.
Now, while she's not as loud as the white, we also have to take into consideration her ass crack is hanging out. She keeps lifting up her shirt. She's obviously high on something.
But you better call the police before I go.
Fuck the police. Fuck the police. This bitch, I'm healthy. I got a full motherfucking t-shirt that I've been wearing for the rest of my motherfucking life. No, I don't want...
She's going to wear a t-shirt for the rest of her life?
Your motherfucking help. I can do better than my motherfucking self, bitch. In the motherfucking house. I got a full motherfucking t-shirt and a whole fucking pair of pants. Fuck my hell, nigga. Bitch. Bitch.
Sit
bitch,
your fried out ass down,
bitch. 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 You bums, bitch. And bitch. And bitch. And this one, bitch.
I don't understand a lot of what she's saying. I mean, she peppers some bitches throughout her gibberish, which is nice. Thank you.
You better go from Bammy.
Baby girl, and shit. been. You ain't never, been gonna rap. Let me go outside. But I'm gonna rap for L. Block. I'm gonna goose. I'm gonna go in. I'm gonna end it. This is fucked up. I'm hell over this.
Those aren't words. Bitch! Bitch! She can't say anything clearly because she's so cracked out of her mind, but the one thing that comes out crystal clear is bitch!
I ain't gonna let her touch me.
Time out! Time out, bitch! Bitch, you have my...
Look, you're gonna have to back up.
Come on, Cracky, you're gonna have to step up your game if you wanna win black or white.
Let me out this butt!
Now it's time to take all of this data and enter it into the Blackulator Caucasiatron. This is a supercomputer on loan from MIT. It's a very sophisticated piece of hardware. Oh, shit, I forgot to turn it on. Hold on. Gotta boot it up.
Ah. BIOS screen. Checking RAM. 9746573261717641 complete. Booting Blackulator Caucasiatron OS version 10.4.
I'm sorry, Blackulator Caucasiatron, what version of your operating system is currently running?
OS version 10.4.
That's what I thought. Yeah, I see what you did there. You're a racist computer.
Nah, you don't know me.
Don't try to be sassy. You can't pull it off. Now, Blackulator, I am inputting some parameters and keying in some sequences and codes. You will analyze the two audio clips I just played, and you must determine which race is more ridiculous, blacks or whites.
Affirmative. Judging race is my prime directive.
I know, I'm surprised scientists wasted their time creating you, but they did, so get to work.
Blackulator Caucasiatron. Server name White Knight, beginning analysis. Beep. Boom, blam, bebop, analyzing coon syntax, cross-referencing cracker matrix, uploading data to cloud. Connecting to server in Ferguson, Missouri. Uploading data from master unit to multiple slave units for redundancy. Server identified as Brown 1. Master White Knight to slave Brown 1. Process commands. This is the master unit. You must process commands, slave. Slave units in Ferguson, Missouri failing to comply. Slave units core temp at unstable levels. Unstable slaves about to hit critical levels. Abort.
Okay.
Abort.
That's alright, you don't need to upload anything to the cloud. What have you found out? Which race, based on the two clips that I featured, is the most ridiculous?
This one wasn't even close. Based on my racial spatial rootin' tootin' algorithm, today's winner is white people. White people be totes gray gray.
Well, that's certainly true. That white woman was fucking nuts. It doesn't come as a surprise. What does come as a surprise is we learned something new about the Blackulator Caucasiatron. The algorithm he used is called the racial spatial rootin' tootin' algorithm. Isn't that like a pancake you can get from IHOP? All right, there you go. That is your black and white.
People, they come in black and white. Creamy light skin or dark as night. Who do you love? Who do you hate? Let's find out right now. No need to wait.
It's black and white.
All right, congratulations, white people. Well, actually, congratulations, black people, for not being named today's winner. All right, one more clip, and then we'll get into the news. I've got a nice song to share with you. If you want to see the music video, you got to check out E-Fucked. Take a listen to this masterpiece.
Ah!
it's the sights and sounds of a girl getting nailed. Gagging on cock.
Too much of a whore.
I drink to that.
Yeah, the cock gagging is my favorite part. It really is the most musical. I would produce whole songs with just cock gagging. I'm pretty sure we featured some on the program before. They were just TV theme songs, though. Happy days. And with that, let's get into the crazy bizarre twist of the news right now. A lot of people email me and say, Tim, why don't you sing on the program anymore? I do. I do sing on the show. You just don't hear it because you're not sideshow members. As a matter of fact, this past, what was it? Was it on the weekend show or the Friday sideshow exclusive program? I sang a little. Tina Turner. In celebration of one freak's birthday.
You inbound me, wow! What's love got to do with it? What's love but a second and immersion? What's love got to do with it? Who needs a heart when a heart can be broken?
All right, okay, that's quite enough. That's not going to encourage anyone to sign up for the sideshow. If you do want to hear that entire song, it is up on, the 14th of November, that episode of the show. If you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, what are you waiting for? Sign up right now. Support this stupidity. Every week we do extended shows and exclusive programs just for paying members. Also try to do video casts for you as well. There's a lot of great stuff. Well over 2,000 shows in the archive. Plus, like I said, every week there's like 3 exclusive shows. So there you go. SuperFreakSideshow.com. It's only $6.99 a month. There's also quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, and lifetime membership options. All right. 3 quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, mass murderer. Always a good way to start a story. Mass murderer Charles Manson plans to marry a 26-year-old woman who left her Midwestern home and spent the past 9 years trying to help exonerate him. Even behind bars, stupid bitches are finding ways to just, you know, fall under his spell. It's like, it's amazing to me. This guy, how old is he? He's got to be like, what, 80? He has cleaned up quite nicely. He's got a nice short do. He's got the beard going. Can't seem to get rid of that swastika that's in the middle of his forehead. Afton Elaine Burton, the raven-haired bride-to-be, said she loves the man convicted in the notorious murder of 7 people, including pregnant actress Sharon Tate. No date has been set, but a wedding coordinator has been assigned by the prison to handle the nuptials, and the couple has until early February to get married before they would have to reapply. Just to refresh your memory, here's Charles Manson speaking for himself.
I'm just another guy walking down the road going, how many times I got to go to the
You know what? I don't think he sounds insane. I think he sounds like Robin Williams riffing. Oh, and then I'm over here. And then I'm over here. Oh, you know what I mean? Like when he's crazy and jumping around the stage and stuff. Oh, anything else you want to say, Mr. Manson?
What do you want to call me a murderer for? I've never killed anyone. I don't need to kill anyone. I think it. I have it here. I don't need to live in this physical realm. I walk around in the physical realm, and I put on the faces, and I talk, and I play, and hang, yeah. It's this big act, man. In the spiritual world is where I live. I exist in places you never even dreamed of.
Angels. Isn't that what Sylvia Brown said? I can take you places you've never dreamed of.
I mean, everything goes through him, so I can take you places that you'd never... never ever think of going. And I also Twitter.
Oh, okay. She wasn't exactly quoting Manson. All right, where are we at here in this dumb story? Oh, yes, Manson's getting married. The Kings County marriage license, viewed Monday by the Associated Press, was issued on November 7th for the 80-year-old Manson and Burton, who lives at the site of the prison and maintains several websites advocating his innocence. That's a hard one to sell. I don't think there's one person out there, aside from your fruity ass, who thinks he's innocent. Burton, who goes by the name Star, of course she does, told the AP that she and Manson will be married next month. Y'all can know that it's true, she said. It's going to happen. I love him, she added. I'm with him. There's all kinds of things. What the fuck that means. However, as a life prisoner with no parole date, Manson is not entitled to family visits. A euphemism for conjugal visits, by the way. So why would Burton marry him under those conditions? Because, quote, he can't kill me this way. No. She said she is interested in working on his case, and marrying him would allow her to get information not available to non-relatives. There are certain things next of kin can do, she said, without elaborating. Tate's sister Deborah, who acts as a spokeswoman for the families of Manson's victims, said the impending marriage is ludicrous. I think it's insane. What would any young woman in her right mind want with an 80-year-old man? Well, nothing, but you said it right there. She has to be in her right mind. She's not in her right mind. As for Manson's motive, she said, the devil is alive and well. Second story we have for you today. This one happens to be an update from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Shout out to Timmy Boo of DistortedView.com from Florida, our most fucked up state.
Before Elena Serino threw up, another great start to a news story, her sister Raina was laughing and trying to grab colors out of the air. What? What the hell's going on here? When Ronnie Morales looked at his hand, he saw several other hands jutting from his wrist. His pregnant girlfriend, Jessica, couldn't feel her fingers or toes. Doctors at St. Joseph's Hospital suspected the family of four had been poisoned when they all showed up there in March. They summoned Tampa police, who tested cuts of steak the family had for lunch. The results showed it was tainted with LSD. Now, do you guys remember this story? As the case drew international headlines, detectives went to work trying to figure out how the hallucinogenic drug found its way into the beef. 8 months later, they still have no answers. Their efforts are chronicled in a police report that was released last week after the case was deemed inactive. It's a mystery, said police spokeswoman Andrea Davis, and it will probably always remain a mystery. Now, when I originally read this story back in March, we did a Distorted View Insensitive reenactment, which is not something we do very often, so I thought now, because there's an update, we'd replay that insensitive reenactment. Enjoy.
Honey, this is really good steak.
It is really juicy, isn't it?
Mmm. Could you pass me the mashed potatoes?
Sure thing. Jenna, do you want some more mashed potatoes?
I just want more steak!
Finish what you got on your plate for... Oh my God! Did you see that?
What? What the hell happened? Why are the lights changing colors?
What are you talking about? I'm talking about the mashed potatoes! They winked at me!
Mommy, I don't feel so good!
Oh my God! She's puking lava!
That's not lava! That's stardust!
Are we in space?
Are you telling me we're in space?
Yes, there's no air in space! We're going to die! We're going to suffocate!
Spill me all over your face! I will let you breathe!
The mashed potatoes aren't evil! He wants to help us! But who's trying to kill us?
Mommy, can I have more steak now?
Or should I just eat your eyeballs?
Jenna wants to eat our face!
I knew that child was evil!
Why do you look like a frog now?
I think I am a frog!
I think she's trying to summon demons!
I am the frog man! And I banish him to the lily pad of solitude!
Ha ha ha!
That was a frying pan! You hit her with a frying pan!
Yes, for we are the frog people, and we must defend our land from all lava-spewing toddlers!
Yes, I'm a frog too! We're frog people!
Now we must pray to the great mashed potato gods, for they give us the air to breathe! All hail our potato overlords!
Breed me, Great Spud! I want your lumps inside me!
All right. Fucking retarded show. Investigators collected blood and urine samples from the four. They also went to the house and seized the leftover meat, the packaging, and the oven in which the food was cooked. After several federal and state agencies declined to take the case, the Hillsborough County Medical Examiner's Office agreed to test the meat and identified the LSD. When the case made the news, the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the FDA assigned agents to assist Tampa police. The FDA didn't find anything. They checked the meat supplier. You know, no other meat was tainted with LSD. Within days of their release from the hospital, Morales, Rosado, and the children returned to Connecticut. Investigators consider the possibility that one of them put the LSD in the meat. In April, a Tampa detective traveled with USDA and FDA agents to Waterbury, Connecticut, and re-interviewed the couple. The police report offers no specifics about what was asked, but notes that the couple was cooperative. Other leads were examined, but none apparently yielded anything significant. Quote, all the victims recovered completely, and none are suffering any adverse effects from the LSD exposure, said detective. There is no further investigation at this time. It's a cold case, I guess. All right, final story we have for you today. Got another new story about Pornhub. Pornhub does an amazing job marketing itself, and it's the one company that doesn't really need any more exposure. You know what I mean? Like, everyone knows Pornhub. Everyone uses Pornhub. If you're going to jerk off, you've probably heard of Pornhub, and everyone jerks off, right? So I don't know why Pornhub continually has to, you know, send out press releases. They do all these, like, analytics and stuff. Like, oh, what do people search for in each state? What's the number one type of sex in each state? And you see the map, and you're like, oh, people in Mississippi love black gay anal. That's what they're searching for. And people in Ohio are searching for granny tranny porn. I think those results were tainted by me. All right. Now Pornhub Records is making a bid for the number one Christmas single. Yeah, Pornhub's making a bid for music. Coming for Christmas by TVX Babes features Brooklyn Blue on lead vocals, Bend Over on drums, and Angel Long, Jess West, and Victoria Summers on backing vocals. Can't wait to hear how this sounds. The song and its accompanying video are not explicit, but a more X-rated version will air on Television X over there in the UK at 10 p.m. A teaser clip on YouTube introduces the girls in its glitzy festive gear and shows them recording Coming for Christmas in the studio. The song, of course, hasn't been released yet, but apparently the teaser clip features a little bit of the song. Let's take a listen here.
Ever been a nice girl? Ever been a naughty girl? There's only one way that we can find out. Let's go sit on Santa's lap, see what's in beside his sack.
That's Coming for Christmas, available soon. The chorus is yet to be heard. The catchy first verse goes like this. Have I been a nice girl? Have I been a naughty girl? You just heard it. Let's see what's in Santa's sack or something like that. We are a porn-positive company, and we wanted to show this with our contribution of Coming for Christmas, said Anna Karen, creator of TVX Babes and the festive track. There is more to porn than just sex. What? No, there's not. Porn stars can be pop stars, too. Oh, well, us freaks know that. Gay porn stars were pulling this shit back in the 80s. The real trailblazers. Right, Jeff Stryker?
Well, I got you straight, man. Your butt feels great.
Don't worry, I'll never tell.
When we meet next time, maybe you'll try mine. But for now, let's hear you yell.
Until I hear you squeal.
Damn, if it hurts first, that'll pass, and then
you'll see it's no big deal.
We'll do the doggy style, so get on your paws. Yeah, turn around the wheel. Yeah, pop you in the Hooper Buzz. Let's see how good it feels.
I gotta say, pop you in the Pooper sounds better than coming for Christmas. Sorry, girls. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. We are less than a month away from Distorted View's big 10-year anniversary. If you're a huge fan of the program and you want to celebrate, maybe you want to create a tribute in some way, shape, or form, just email me. Maybe you'd like to create a mashup or make a collage. I don't know. Be creative. I would love to see your handiwork. Show me what Distorted View means to you. That sounds like a dangerous proposition, doesn't it? All right. Yeah, I just want you guys to participate in the fun. At some point during our 10th year, I would love to celebrate in some big, huge way. I just don't know what to do yet. I'm still thinking about that.
Timothy James, bitch. Bitch.
Bitch.
Bitch.
Bitch.
Bitch.
Bitch.
Bitch.
Nigga, bitch.
Hey.
Sorry.
If you made it through all that, whatever happened to Spider? You know, the sideshow member who was in Blood Play and he sent you a video of him
Spider.
And his girlfriend doing that crazy stuff. Is he still alive? Because he definitely seems,
he bled out.
Seems like the kind of guy who could die from his fetish.
I don't know. Spider, are you listening? Call in. Say hi.
Hey, Tim. Lifetime sideshow member Carl Sagan here. And, you know, everyone knows you're gay, even though, you know, you deny it. You pretend to hate the gay people. But I kind of, you know...
when have I, A, denied it, and B, ever said I hate gay people? I have said I hate gay
understand
people.
Understand where you're coming from.
Oh, but I hate everyone.
Totally. Sorry if the phone connection sucks. I don't want to be one of those assholes who calls in and...
I love when people apologize for their good phone connection. Yeah. The people who always apologize are the ones that have good connections. People who have shitty connections just keep, plowing right on through.
From, oh, by the way, sorry if the phone connection sucks. I don't want to be one of those assholes who calls in and you can hardly understand them, but you
No, know, you're an asshole for completely other reasons.
You know, poor college student who spends all of his money on some asshole over the internet.
Oh, but, you're a sideshow member. I'm sorry. Let me kiss your ass now.
You know, as a fellow faggot,
it's
really hard.
You want to have sex with me. Okay, I see where this call's going. It happens all the time.
When your own people fucking get mad at you for saying faggot, when
it's funny.
I think you earn the right to say that.
I can say whatever the hell
you
I
know,
want.
How much dick do I have to go on?
I've got my black card. I'm allowed to say the N-word. I can say faggot. What other taboo words are there that I shouldn't be able to say? Cunt? I can say cunt. I'm sure there's some lady freaks out there who will give me the permission to say cunt. I don't know. Do I need to get permission from girls to say cunt? Not sure. But there you go. Yeah, I can say whatever I want.
To not get pissed at by a bunch of hipsters, right?
I don't care if faggots get mad at me.
And
they're the least of my problems.
You know, you have the ability, as the black people gave you, to say nigger. I got that, too. I traded the faggot card for the nigger card.
I see.
Great way for us to make friends with black people.
Hey, any black person who calls in and allows me to say the N-word, gives me permission, I will give you permission to say faggot.
Think about it. Anyway, I'm going to go spend more money on you. Peace.
Oh, okay. I like how that call ended.
Shigoo, Timothy James Hinton. This is the real Haley's Comet calling
no,
in.
You are not.
Just wanted to clear some things up. My username is actually Haley's Comet, the mythical comet. I picked this name
mythical.
Because the comet... was
it's not mythical.
It was long and hard, just like I prefer my cocks.
Oh,
and
okay.
Ancient mythologies used to worship the comet, just like I worship cocks. So a little bit of information.
I'm glad you could clear that up for us. Thank you.
Hey, Tim. This is Fishhook Episiotomy. I was listening to one of your shows. It was kind of dated. It was about where you had bought, like, a Commodore 64 or something.
Yeah.
You were talking about, like, enjoy the memories of your childhood, but don't try to, like, relive them because they suck and they don't compare
right.
to blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Anyway, I was doing a little bit of work yesterday and stumbled upon this website called theinternetarchive.org.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody posted on Facebook that one of these websites had released, like, 900 MAME emulator games.
Yeah, I saw that. You can actually play them on through in your web browser.
And the cool thing about it is that these games are, like, all arcade games, and they're using this thing called JSMess, which is like a JavaScript library.
Right, and let me guess. You played some of them, and they all sucked ass.
So if you look up JS Mess or Mess JS or something like that, it's a whole library, a JavaScript library that basically emulates a lot of these old consoles and old computers.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm sure you're like Commodore 64 would be on there. They even have a way to emulate like Sega Genesis and things like that. So check that out. And then the other thing that I was going to ask is...
I hacked my Wii, not my Wii U, my Wii. So you can actually hook up a hard drive to your Wii, and you can load it up with emulators and games, and I've got stuff from like Super Nintendo, Nintendo, Sega. Oh, I mean, they're all games that I own myself. I just downloaded them because legally that's whatever. But I play, I have like thousands of games on this thing. And I play them for like 5 minutes, and then I'm like, Jesus Christ, this is ponderous. Fucking ponderous.
Every time I call it, it's a sideshow.
I mean, there's some that are timeless, like Super Mario Brothers and Zelda, because those are the ones that I like grew up on.
To leave a message.
But the majority of games, awful.
Sideshow to leave a message. Hmm. I'm kind of curious, what is that fax and message service that you use? Because I need to use a fax service myself. All right, thanks.
I don't remember the name of it. It's like K. Look up K. I don't know. It's the letter K and then something. I don't remember. I'll look that up for you. I've been using it since we started the show, basically. Shortly after I started the podcast. I'm surprised it's still around. K7, I think it's called. Look that up. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Why don't you guys email me? show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God.
You no good, two-bit piece of nigger shit.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. I'll see you back tomorrow for the Tuesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Just kill yourself.
Kill yourself.